I know you're a dose dense type of person who've seen people go through AC dose dense, seemingly do better than non-dose dense or using dose dense AC without a taxane. What do you think about that strategy, particularly in the older patient?
I think it's reasonable to use. We took a quantum leap in our intergroup study to not have an every 3 week AC arm, and I hope it doesn't haunt us. Because really, there isn't an anchor arm when everybody's dose dense. But I think that it certainly makes excellent sense from kinetic models of breast cancer growth. And what I like about the dose dense, and I think if you're considering AC, why it's fine in elderly, there weren't any differences in cardiac toxicity in the CLGB9741 trial of dose dense versus every 3 weeks. There were no differences in leukemia among the arms of the dose dense and non-dose dense arms. The fact is that you're much more likely to maintain the patient's counts. And so when I give dose dense therapy, I tend to write every appointment up for the whole regimen to save places on my schedule. Whereas every 3 week therapy, I just say, we'll do 3 weeks because counts are low, there's other issues. So dose dense, we know from our trials that only about 3 to 5% of patients are not likely to stay on the schedule. So it's much more predictable that their counts will be good. I think it makes it a little bit easier for your care. And I don't see a great downside. I can't believe we're going to have drastic differences in outcome by changing that regimen from every 3 weeks on the negative side. That would be hard for me to assume. And that's the only way, to me, you could make a compelling case that it doesn't pay to use it.